Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Jennifer Shutt of the Salisbury Daily Times, who's been doing some good reporting down there about the General Assembly delegation and how it spends its campaign funds. And in this case, questions that arose about Senator Richard Colburn.
From January of 2007 through January of 2013, which is his most recent campaign finance report, he spent a little under $43,000 reimbursing himself from his campaign committee.
In other words, taking campaign contribution money and using it to offset whatever spending he was doing and arguing, I guess, that all of these meals and almost $5,000 in Orioles tickets and lodging in various places. These were all campaign-related expenses. I gather from your report that he doesn't really say specifically what these campaign expenses were.
We had an in-person interview and put all the campaign finance reports in front of him and would ask him, you know, how do you decide if you're going to expense a meal to the campaign committee or not? And he sort of gave me a bit of a two sides of the coin answer, and he said that, well, it could be political or it could be sort of thanking someone. So a lot of times in campaign finance reports, you'll see a candidate expense a dinner after an election to kind of thank their volunteers and their managers and people like that. But the frequency and the amount of money that he reimburses himself for from the campaign committee is unusual.
Well, certainly compared with the other members of the delegation there, which you also report on.
We found a varying degree. Delegate Jeannie Hadaway-Riccio was the highest in that. In the same time frame from January of 2007 through January of 2013, she had about 73 reimbursements from her campaign committee, and that totals approximately $11,000. And then you have sort of in the middle, Delegate Mike Smiegel from the Upper Shore, he had about 41 reimbursements for about $4,000. And then you have the very low end of the scale, such as Delegate Charles Otto from Somerset County, who did not reimburse himself at all.
Jennifer, do you think that there's anything like an audit of not just the Shore, but of the state members of the General Assembly and how they use their money?
I spoke with Jared DeMarinis, Director of Candidacy and Campaign Finance with the State Board of Election, and he said that whenever candidates file reports, which is an annual report in a non-election year and four reports during an election year, the Board of Election puts everything up online right away so reporters and members of the general public can look and see how they're fundraising and how they're spending. But then after that, they go through the audit process within the Board of Election. If the Board of Elections questions something heavily, they can send what's called a referral to the state prosecutor's office.
Do you know how carefully this is monitored and whether the state prosecutor has looked at any of these?
The state prosecutor's office works under the same general rules that the attorney general's office does. They won't confirm or deny the existence of an investigation. One of the comments I got from the executive director of Maryland Common Cause is that the Board of Elections may not have enough staff and enough funding to look into these very seriously because they do audit these reports either annually or during an election year four times a year for every state-level elected official, which is every member of the General Assembly and other state-level elected officials.
Jennifer, good work, and thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
For Jennifer Shutt, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.